In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The prophet Jeremiah preached at the time around the fall of Jerusalem to the kingdom of Babylon and the people's exile. And there were many people who said, well, you know, the Jerusalem will never fall because it contains the temple of the Lord. It is God's own city, and God will not let his temple be destroyed, so we'll just stay here and we'll be protected. Didn't matter what they were doing, you know, as the Lord says through Jeremiah, he gives a long list of things that they were doing wrong, treating other people unjustly and unfairly, oppressing the resident alien, the orphan, the widow, shedding innocent blood, and then also the sin of idolatry. They were following strange gods. They were burning incense to Baal. And the Lord, through Jeremiah, told the people and said, you know, I will even destroy my own temple rather than protect you with you doing all of these horrible things. It is like people who say, well, it doesn't matter. I'm Catholic. I'm going to heaven. May have to do some time in purgatory, but I'm going to heaven. Are you now? Let's be clear on this. You only go to heaven if you die in friendship with God. Die in a state of grace. If you look at medieval paintings and illustrations of hell, you'll often see something rather remarkable. You'll see mitres in hell. You'll see bishop's headgear in hell. You'll see tonsures in hell. In other words, the priests down there in the netherworld. So just because you're one of, you have been anointed by God, and as believers, you've been anointed by God too, you know, in confirmation. You know, you'll have that baptismal character in hell if you die out of friendship with God. And how do we die out of friendship with God? By committing mortal sins. Mortal sin, you know, you commit a mortal sin, all of the masses that you have gone to, all of these other things will amount to nothing if you die out of friendship with God. So, do you just throw up your hands and go, oh, well, looks like I'm going to hell? No. Repent. That's why God gave us the wonderful sacrament of confession. That's why he strengthens us against sin through the other sacraments. You know, if we fail, if we trip and fall, we can always repent and return to him. But we have to do that. Because saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, it's not going to save us. Turning from our sins with God's help, that will save us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.